Well, thank you so much for taking the time.
Yeah, totally. Thank you so much for contacting me.
Yeah, no problem. Just so I have it for the tape and it'll help me set a level as well, can I have your name and what you do?
My name is Stormy Payette. I am a student at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design in Santa Fe, New Mexico. I'm from Ouray, Colorado, and currently I am studying film and photography at school.
Now, what came to my attention was the film that you did, the short video that you did of your friend who, sorry to say, just passed away recently. Can you tell me a little bit about her and about the production you did?
Dinovar is a friend of mine from my hometown, Ouray, Colorado. I've known her for quite a number of years, and Zina is, oh, she's such a wonderful person. She's a huge inspiration in my life. She's an amazing animator. She builds robots. She is a puppeteer. She's just like the most creative person I've ever had the honor to be friends with. So I've known her from my hometown for a while, and we've both been really creative people who are interested in film and animation and entertainment in that way. And we both, this past year, we both were on opposite sides of the country. We both left Ouray. I was in New York City, and she was in LA. And when I came home in August to continue my studies in Santa Fe for this fall, we happened to just be in town at the exact same time. And I wasn't even home for an hour when Zina had called me and asked if I was home because she heard I was coming back into town. And I was like, Zina, I literally just got to my parents' house and took my backpack off. And she said she needed a video for her portfolio. She needed to submit a video for this job she was interviewing for. And I was like, well, when do you need it by? She's like, 2 days from now. So I was like, okay, cool. Well, let's throw something together for your portfolio. And she told me she needed something that kind of showcased her work, showed her as a person, her personality. And so it was really fun because I know Zina really well. And it was a great opportunity to get together and shoot a little project. So I went over to her house and we decided we were going to shoot an interview in her room because as you could see, she is an incredible creative person. She was making things all the time and puts everything up in her room. She buys things for inspiration and puts them all around. So her room was a huge part of who she was. It was really her space. And so it felt so appropriate to go and shoot the video there in her interview. So we shot an interview and we shot some of the robots she made and some things around her house. And she gave me a bunch of footage and photos from other projects she had done in California. So what I did was I went home and the entire next day I sat down with the footage, edited it, and put her pictures together and had just a rough cut. Then I brought it back to Zina. We picked up some other shots that we needed and we had a video for her to submit. And at the time the video was really short and it was just pretty straightforward and really fun. And then she submitted it, and I never planned to release it online because it wasn't really a project I felt that was something I would post online. It was for Zina. It was for her portfolio and a very specific function. And then after she had passed, I went to her funeral, and it was really hard to deal with the fact that one of my closest friends had passed away. So I sat down on my computer and I was reviewing all of the footage that I had shot of her in that interview and just kind of laughing at how much fun it was and the person she was and how much she inspired me. So that next weekend, my sister and many of my friends and family helped me throw an art show at the Wright Opera House in Ouray, Colorado. And I went to her house with her mother and helped pick out some of the things that I had shown in the video and some of her best art pieces, and we put them on display. And the night before, I had re-edited the entire video to show at the Opera House for her art show. And when I was editing that video, it was purely for me. It was purely for me to remember my precious friend who inspired me so much. And I just really, I knew whatever I threw together, her family would really appreciate. So I just made that video purely what I wanted to see and what I remembered of Zena and how much she meant to me. And her mother was so kind and let me go onto her computer and pick out some of her files from some of the pieces she had made. And so I incorporated all of that in there to show how talented she was, because I believe she's one of the most talented people I've ever had the honor to work with and be friends with and to be inspired by. And so I made that video purely to show at the Opera House, and the response was so great. So many of her friends and family and my friends and family loved it, where they're like, will you please post this online? And so I was like, okay, sure. So I came back to school and I touched it up a little bit and I posted it just the other day. And within 12 hours, it had 1,400 views, which was really crazy to me. I mean, that like tripled the amount of like anything I had, the views of anything I've ever posted online. It was incredible. And I knew that it was going to get a lot of exposure, but I didn't expect it to get this much. And right now, only like not even 48 hours of it being online, it has over 6,000 views, which is like so cool to me. And that people are so inspired by Zena. And I'm getting so many emails from people who don't even know her, mostly from people who don't even know her, saying, I'm sorry for your loss, but your friend just inspired me so much. This video is so great. And it's just really cool to see that I was able to capture my friend at a point in time when she was at her peak and she was so inspired by all these great projects she had just done in L.A. and she's really taken off. And I'm able to share that with so many people and people are responding to it. And, yeah, it's really great. It's been a lot of fun to see that. And I think that it's really nice for me to be able to post something about my friends who I care about so much. You know, when I posted the video, I didn't even want to say who made it. I didn't even want to put my name at the end of it because I felt like this was about her. This is about Zena and how great she was. So that's the project that I did, and I'm really happy so many people appreciate her.
Yeah, I want to thank you for taking the time to get in touch with me as I reached out to you on Twitter. And I think for me, just explaining as to why I wanted to talk to you about it is, I think it really does capture a personality and their work so well in such a small amount of time. I didn't know her, and I'm sorry for your loss, because we see someone who is profoundly excited about what they do, and their work is just so broad and so fascinating. It really is such a loss, and I'm very sorry.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so thankful you reached out to me. That's really great. Yeah, it's so sad to see Zena is gone. But I'm really happy that out of this, I can celebrate her life in a way, and other people can really appreciate this. And, after all that's happened, I think that this is really nice to see and to be part of.
As for sort of her legacy and her work and things like that, I know it's been relatively recent that she did pass away just in the past few weeks. What is the plan with her family and what she leaves behind?
I have no idea what's going on with that whatsoever. I am just trying to be as great of a friend as I possibly can be for Zena and her mother and for the community of Uray. And I'm not sure what's going on with all of that. I'm just trying to play my part as a friend as best I can.
As for some of the stories and things that I have read online, do you have an understanding as to what happened? I guess she went out, and do you know sort of what happened to her?
Yes. I was not there. So when, and all I know is Mountain Rescue Team found her the following day. She was on a solo hike and died from a hiking accident. But I feel like that's something that I don't feel comfortable talking about just because I wasn't directly involved in finding her. I know the stories that I know, but I'm not an expert and I don't want to give misled information, but I know it was from a solo hiking accident. And it was very tragic.
Yeah, I can understand that. Is there anything you want to add, either about the video or about your friend that maybe we didn't get a chance to talk about?
Other than that, she's just one of the most creative people. She has this ability to talk to everyone and accept them for who they are. And everyone who has had any interaction with Zena felt like she was so genuine and felt like everyone felt close to her. And everyone considered her a best friend, I think. She really owned who she was. She really was herself and couldn't help but be herself and be so excited about it. And so many people were drawn to her for that. And I think that was the most inspiring thing about Zena, is that she just loved making things. She loved everything she did. She loved herself. And she had fun all the time and had a really great perspective on life. She's a really positive person. And, one of the best, most genuine people. And I'm so happy to know that people like Zena exist in the world.
And is that what you see as what she inspires you as you go forward in your life?
Yes, I would say that is. I would say that I have always admired Zena for her ability to be so happy with who she is and so confident. And that is what I aspire to be now. And I would say yes.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time. I know it's rather new and it's rather hard to deal with the loss of a friend, because we've all been there at some point in our lives. But
yes. Thank you so much.